The internet's full of pictures of terrible tattoos. The man who had the word stupid tattooed on his forehead. Misquoted verses from the Bible. Or my own personal favourite, the words no regrets, spelt as no regerts. But at least in recent years, people with regrets, or even regerts, have been able to have the tattoos lasered off. Now, though, comes a warning from the consumer watchdog, Choice. Choice says the tattoo removal industry is largely unregulated, and consumers should be careful where they decide to undergo treatment. It says about a quarter of Australians under the age of 30 have a tat, and more than a quarter of that group are looking to have it taken off. Mandy Sami reports.
Vanessa made a decision she now regrets. She's getting her tattoo removed.
I just got a really bad job done. It was supposed to be like a mountain with like a sheep and Yogi Bear riding the sheep, and then like all this stuff was like coming out of his head like tentacles, but it just turned out mostly like a black blob. So I just decided to like get rid of it. I've been wanting to do it for a while now.
Joyce says this generation of Australians is probably the most heavily tattooed. Along with all that ink, there's been a huge jump in demand for laser removal services. The Choice spokesman, Tom Godfrey, says around one in three people regret getting a tattoo.
There's no doubt that tattoos are increasing in popularity. We're seeing them adorning sports stars, models. You just look now at the AFL players, all the cricketers, so Michael Clarke, you name it, pretty much everyone these days has a tattoo in popular culture, and that's translating to younger generations seeking to get tattoos.
Jason Potter owns the laser tattoo removal shop in Sydney, where Vanessa is undergoing her removal sessions. He says it seems there are more people coming in than ever before.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. I mean, probably 80% of my work's just people wanting cover-ups or people with misspelling and ex-girlfriend's names or ex-boyfriend's names, or just people that even have unfinished work from falling out with different tattoo artists, bits and pieces like that. And then obviously people who dislike tattoos and just don't want tattoos anymore.
Mr. Potter says not all tattoo removal places are the same.
I've heard stories of, you know, beauty clinics and stuff buying a machine that's the size of a laptop bag and burning people's skin. Or another clinic that I obviously won't say the name of, a girl came in here to see if I could actually make it fade down more, but the actual tribal piece along her lower back was complete scarred left to right. So it really depends on, I think, what a person's doing with the machine.
Choice's Tom Godfrey says the industry is largely unregulated and that needs to change.
At the moment, there's a distinct lack of regulation in this space. Really, the tattoo market has been booming. As tattoos grow in popularity, clearly there's a need to make sure that consumers who are wanting tattoos are safe, and if they want to have them removed, then they need to know that the person removing that tattoo has been trained appropriately, and ensuring that technology being used to remove the tattoo is not going to cause more damage than actually having the tattoo there in the first place.
Mr. Godfrey says there are horror stories emerging from people who've had laser removal go wrong.
Things like burning to scarring, right through to some of the emerging technologies where various cancer concerns have been raised with some of the newer lasers that tend to break up the ink that then enters the bloodstream.
The ABC contacted the New South Wales Ministry of Health to ask why more regulations weren't in place. It emailed this response.
The Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency, ARPANSA, is currently investigating whether there is a need to regulate the use of high-powered lasers used for cosmetic purposes. ARPANSA will consult with each state and territory radiation regulator as part of this process. In New South Wales, Environment Protection Authority is the radiation regulator.
Dr. Philip Bacor, the director of the laser unit at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital, says he can't believe how little oversight the laser removal industry has.
It's almost 100% unregulated. There needs to be some regulation. They need to be operating under supervision. If people are having complications or scars, it needs to be reported. If they're being treated more often then it's going to benefit them, there needs to be some control of this. If anything goes wrong, when it's completely unregulated, there's nobody checking on complications, nobody checking, you know, the correct procedures are done, and nobody's collecting complication results. So if there's a rogue operator, we're not going to find out about it.
Dr. Philip Beckor, the director of the laser unit at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital, ending Mandy Sami's story.